The newly elected Republican and Democratic Party chairs for Hillsborough County faced off this afternoon in front of the Tiger Bay Club of Tampa. Deborah Cox Roush is the new Republican Party chair, and Pat Kemp is her Democratic counterpart. Deborah Cox Roush owns a catering business and told the Tiger Bay audience that there was a simple reason why she decided to run for Republican chair.
The one thing that really changed my mind was on Fox News that night when I watched Hillsborough County go blue. And I said, this can't happen. I'm not a politician. I'm not a policymaker. I have no desire to hold public office. I took over the Hillsborough County Republican Party so we can get back to our basics, back to our grassroots, and back to the things that we believe in.
Democratic Chair Pat Kemp, who is married to WMNF Program Director Randy Wynn, says that she's been in a political depression since the 1980 elections. Democrats were not able to match Republican turnout, especially during the first term of the George W. Bush presidency.
And then I kept hearing about Karl Rove, the politics of fear, that Republicans had an incredible computer program. They tracked everybody to the uttermost extent. They knew how every different Republican looked at issues, abortion, taxes, everything, and they had pinpointed it. And the Democrats seemed woefully behind, frankly. I would work on campaign after campaign, collect all kinds of information, and each time the campaign would shut down, and the software and programs wouldn't continue, and the information wouldn't be passed on, and the volunteers, we didn't know who they were from campaign to campaign.
But 2008 was an excellent year for Hillsborough Democrats, according to Kemp, culminating in Barack Obama's victory in November with 53% of the county's vote.
I feel it's a really good time to be a Democrat in this country and in Hillsborough County. I'm so pleased and honored to be involved with Democratic politics. This year in Hillsborough County, this year alone, more than 60,000 more Democrats registered in Hillsborough County, which is just unbelievable to think about to me, that we in this county had those kinds of numbers. I shouldn't say this year, I should say 2008.
Republican Chair Deborah Cox Roush says that she does not plan to push certain policy issues in her official role.
First of all, as a resident of Hillsborough County, yes, I'm very thoughtful, a very mindset on the issues, and have my personal opinions. But your question, I think, was, as chairman of the party, are we going to be involved in policy issues? I don't think that's my job. Do I have a personal opinion? I'm a type A personality. Believe me, I have an opinion on everything. But I'm leading 400 members, the entire Republican Party of Hillsborough County, and I can tell you people sitting in this room that I know that have very different philosophies on many different issues. So my job is to listen, to provide the tools to empower the Republican Party, to engage the Republican Party.
In contrast to her Republican counterpart, Kemp said that she would emphasize policy issues that are important to her fellow Democrats.
I've been at some large meetings lately, and I will tell you that some of the kinds of issues that people, and one that jumps out way ahead of anything else, is concerns about mass transit and our lack of it here in Hillsborough County. I think there's a huge interest in seeing that happen. Also concerning education and redistricting.
Because the Barack Obama campaign was so effective at energizing youth, Deborah Cox Roush says the Republicans must follow that lead.
And I think the thing of the future is we have to reach out to our youth, 18 to 40 years old. The Republican Party in Hillsborough County is going to make a major effort of that. We're holding a conference in summer here in Hillsborough County for youth from all over the state. We did learn from Obama.
Both chairs were asked whether the county's constitutional officers, such as supervisor of elections and property appraiser, should remain partisan positions. Their responses differed. Republican Deborah Cox Roush thinks they should remain partisan. Democrat Pat Kemp thinks they should not.
Do I think some of our constitutional officers should be partisan? Yes, I do. I think we need to look at all of the constitutional officers and their roles in our government and the roles of what they do.
I don't believe that those positions are, it's really valuable to have them partisan. I have a hard time thinking about why they are. The clerk of courts, what's different about the Democrat from the Republican.
The next Tiger Bay Club of Tampa meeting will be February 20th. It will feature a discussion on the Middle East, Israel, and Gaza. Only one speaker has confirmed so far, Ahmed Badir, who is co-host of WMNF's True Talk program. You can learn more at tigerbayclub.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.